for every week of a potential shutdown, it would be a loss in excess of $100 million just on beef and pork exports.
And that's Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Back in October, the union, which represents the workers at ports along the East and Gulf Coasts, went on strike for 3 days. The U.S. Maritime Alliance reached a tentative agreement with the union, which temporarily extended their labor agreement, but that contract extension is set to expire January 15th. Hallstrom says another work stoppage could have significant impacts on meat exports if another agreement isn't reached by that January 15th deadline.
On the pork side, 45% of our waterborne exports go off the East or Gulf Coast. And on the beef side, 30% of our waterborne exports originate from either the Gulf or the East Coast ports.
He says the impasse is already impacting the ag industry.
We already have exporters, I'm sure, diverting cargo or planning to divert cargo. Ocean carriers are anticipating that. So we already have surcharges in place between now and the 15th of January. And a lot of our cargoes refrigerated. So there's also the very real possibility that prior to January 15th, a lot of these ports may stop accepting refrigerated cargo just because of the uncertainty around the contract.
Hallstrom adds that a possible strike would hurt the United States and our reputation as a reliable supplier of pork and beef to the rest of the world. I'm CJ Miller.